Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, voters respond to news of US President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race. Multiple investigations underway into Carlton Rail tragedy that killed a father and his toddler. And in Formula One, Australian Oscar Piastri wins his first Grand Prix, becoming only the fifth Australian. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. US President Joe Biden has announced he is withdrawing as the Democratic candidate in the country's looming presidential election. His decision to step aside, announced in a letter posted to social media, came after Democrats spoke out in increasing numbers to voice concerns over the 81-year-old's mental acuity and ability to win the face-off with Republican rival Donald Trump. President Biden posted on Twitter, "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president." Some voters, like Jared Keane of Arizona, welcomed the news.
I think at this point, everyone seemed to think it was inevitable, and I think it was the right call on his part. And I think going forward, we're all kind of excited for what's coming next.
And Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has thanked Biden for his leadership and service as president. Mr. Albanese says he respects his decision to retire.
As he's done throughout his entire time in public life, he has acted in what he considers to be the best interests of the United States of America. He is someone who in January will be able to retire from public life with an extraordinary record.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull also commented, telling the ABC President Biden has made the right decision.
Look, he's made a really tough decision, a brave decision, but it's definitely the right decision. Biden's had a very, very successful presidency. He's achieved an enormous amount. But going into this election, his biggest vulnerability was his age and perceptions that he was no longer up to the job. So he's done the right thing in stepping back. And I think that's why it's being universally welcomed.
Multiple investigations are underway into the deaths of a father and daughter at a train station as the girl's surviving twin leaves hospital. The two-year-old girl was heard crying from under a train after emergency services arrived at Carlton Railway Station in Sydney's south yesterday afternoon. She and her twin sister were in a pram that rolled and fell onto the tracks, prompting their father to try to save the pair from an oncoming train. The surviving toddler fell between the tracks and was taken to St. George Hospital with her 39-year-old mother, both of whom were in a stable condition. The pair have since been discharged. The girl's 40-year-old father and twin sister both died at the scene. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says police responded within minutes and rescued one toddler.
2 to 3 minutes after a 000 call was made, New South Wales police were on scene and were able to grab one of the survivors, a young girl, a two-year-old, from the scene and keep her safe and out of harm's way.
And in sport, Australian Formula One driver Oscar Piastri has won his first Grand Prix, becoming only the fifth Australian driver to reach motor racing's pinnacle. The 23-year-old Melbourne Ace's triumph in the Hungarian Grand Prix came after internal team strife at McLaren, after a furious Lando Norris finally agreed to follow team orders by giving up a certain victory to his young Australian teammate. Eventually, despite having resisted team engineers' pleas for nearly all of the last 20 laps of the race, Norris complied reluctantly after a series of increasingly fervent messages suggesting he would be seriously risking team harmony if he took the checkered flag first. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom. More to come at 4 p.m. I'm Katrina Stewart.